The Gemara Masechet and Daf Dalid learned from the pasuk in this week's Sedra, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, the notion of Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvos. The Gemara there is talking in the context of Bris Mila. You see from Avram Avinu that one should engage in Zrizis to perform a mitzvah at the earliest possible point. Rashi there comments, what does it mean Vayashkem Avram Baboker? Shelo Himtim Ad Hanetzachama. That Avram Avinu didn't wait until Hanetz. It sounds like the baseline expectation would have been to do the mitzvah at Hanetz. And Avraham Avinu did it even earlier, he did it before Hanetz. We'll come back to that in a minute. Take a look at the Mishnah, Megillah Daf Kaf Amud Aleph. Mishnah tells us, Ein karnas a Megillah v'lo nolin v'lo tovlin v'lo mazin v'chein shameres yom kineged yom lo titbol adche tanetz achama. So there are certain mitzvahs hayom, daytime mitzvahs, that one should not perform until hanetz. V'kulan sh'asum mishal amad ha-shachar kasha. However, if you perform these mitzvahs before netz, after los ha-shachar, after amad ha-shachar kasher, then at least b'di eved, you have fulfilled those mitzvahs. Parenthetically, the term, there's a little bit of an arichus in the English Sefer Dvar Yom that came out a couple years ago, Rabbi Brunfeld from Lakewood, a fascinating and wonderful Sefer on calculating Zman HaYom. So he points out, in the beginning of the ninth chapter, that the correct term for Hanetzachama is not Netzachama, but Hanetzachama. And the etymology of that, if you take a look later on the packet, in Simon Peites, all right, that we don't have it here, but in Simon Peites, the Ramah, in the end of Sif Aleph, yes, a little bit weiter, I think, yes, on the next page of the Mishnah Berurah, so the Ramah says, the Lashon of Hanetzachama is like the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Heinetzu Harimonim. The Rimonim budded, that the buds grew on the Rimonim. So the word, it's not Hanetz, the nets, but it's Hanetz as the verb form of budding. So when the sun buds, when it comes above the horizon. That's parenthetical. Anyway, the Mishnah tells us that Mitzvah Sayom should be performed L'Chachila after Hanetz, and Bidi Eva could be performed after Alos HaShachar. Why? So look at Rashi for the moment. We'll come back to this a little bit later. Rashi writes, "Kulan shasu, demeyalos hashachar yamamahu." Technically speaking, mikra adin, day begins from alos. Aval lefisha ena kol bikin bo. It's hard to pinpoint exactly when alos begins. Tzrichin lahamtim ad haneitz achama. So that sounds like a din de rabbanan offhand. That lichachila. The Ikar Adin, let's say, the day begins at Alos HaShachar, and there's a Takana Derabbana that you shouldn't perform Mitzvos Hayom until after Hanetz to avoid confusion between Amud HaShachar and Netz. Fine. The Levush, actually before that, now take a look, now see the Levush first. Levush is bothered by what he presents implicitly as a kasha from the Gemara in Sochem against this Mishnah. Take a look at Simon Tavresh Nun Beis, Hilchos Lulav, in the Levush, third page of the Mar Mekamos. Levush writes the following. So he quotes the din that Lichachila, a person should only take Lulav after Hanetzachama. Then he writes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in, Afal Gav, Divayash Game, Degabe Avram, Perusha hu baboker dehainu kodem hanetzachama. So one second, with the pasuk that the Gemara Masechet quotes this week, Sedra vayashkem avram baboker, that means before hanetz. Now, how do you know that? Rashi said in Masechet it means before. I don't think there's anything etymologically in the word vayashkem that tells you definitionally it has to be, it means before hanetz. I assume it means in context. The assumption is that the starting point to do the mitzvah should have been the normal expectation would be to do the mitzvah at Netz, and Avraham Avinu did it earlier than what the baseline expectation would have been. Because otherwise, if Vayashkem means by definition before Netz, then this would be the only week of the year that the Hashgama Minyan on Shabbos is actually Hashgama Minyan, because this week at least Netz is going to be around 7:20, 7:21 on Shabbos, starts 7:15, so you have the right to call it Hashgama Minyan next week also. But otherwise, if Hashgama means before Netz, and that's not Hashgama. Okay, that's his kasha. So he says, Alpha Gavzer v'yashkeim gabay avram pirusha baboker kodem ha-Netz haynu mishum shehu lo nitztav ala keda lasosu b'yom dafka. So when it comes to all other mitzvahs, there's no zrizim akdimin before Netz, because you're not supposed to do a mitzvah lechachil before Netz, a mitzvah sayom. It's dafka by the akedah, because there was no tzivui to do a dafka by yom, deloksiv be yom, it wasn't a mitzvah sayom per se, lekacha yizariz afilu kodem hanetz achama. That's why Avram, it was shayach to be zariz before hanetz, because it wasn't a mitzvah hayom per se. But any mitzvah hayom, there's no zrizus to do before Netz, because that's only a b'di'eved. L'chachila mitzvah hayom should only be performed after Hanetz. Aval gabi lulav, b'yom tziv, v'einik hayom, ela achar zrichas hachama, hu kol hayom l'kach zrizusei dafka mishet Hanetz hachama. Fine. So that's dafka in the context of Akeda, but otherwise any real mitzvah hayom, there's no lechachila to do before Hanetz. In fact, it's only b'di'eved. Lechachila should be done dafka after Hanetz, a mishnah in Megillah daf kaf. And take a look at the next mishnah, kaf amidays. There the mishnah says, kol hayom kashi lekriyas haMegillah ulekriyas haHallel ulekriyas shofar ulenetilas lulav ulatvilas hamusafin ulmusafin videi parim videi meiser videi yamakipurim smicha shkita tinufa agasha kmitza haktara malika kabbalah hazaya hashka isota ariva saegla taras mitzara. These are all mitzvahs hayom, and all these mitzvahs hayom should be performed dafka bayom after Hanetz. And the Gemara tells you psukim. How do we know that all these mitzvahs are dafka mitzvahs hayom? Tereyevin Shagasari in his commentary Tereyevin on Megillah is bothered. What's the discrepancy between the list on Amud Aleph and the list on Amud Beis? The list on Amud Aleph, where it says Ein Korin Es Megillah V'Chulei that's a much more limited list, and the Mishnah Amud Beis is a much more expansive list, where it tells you kol hayom kashi lekriyas haMegillah. So why are there two different lists? Why is the list on Amud Beis more expansive than the list on Amud Aleph? Take a look at the Tereyevin. It says Chidushei Megillah on the top. It looks like the fifth page of the handout. First full paragraph, first column. The mashma vaday kol hani dechashi b'masnisan lekaman halil shofar lulav tzarech lechachilo hanten ad tenei tzachama. There's no, the list on Amud Aleph is not meant to be exhaustive, and it's understood that the more expansive list on Amud Beis in the second mishnah is relevant to Amud Aleph as well. That all these mitzvos are lechachilo performed only after Hanetz. The mashna mehani dehacha. Why should there be any difference? Okay, then he says, "Vaditanya peridal de brachas dav lamid hishkim laseis laderech mivin lo shofar v'dokeya lulav v'minaneya megillah v'kariba." The Gemara there says that if a person is getting up to go on a journey, he can blow shofar, shake lulav, read Megillah, even earlier. Ukishemagiyas man kriyas shema kare. They're obviously talking about before Netz. There it says if you're going on a journey, you can do these mitzvahs before Netz. So there you see that you could perform mitzvahs before Netz. Ain't shasat chak raya. That's shasat chak the evidami. That's talking about where you have no brera. You're going on a trip and you won't have access to shofar lulav once this man begins. Teda the sunny megillah v'kore v'nantanan ain't kodesh megillah shatene sechamis. So obviously we're talking about a shasat chak. He says maybe it's not even any shasat chak. Maybe it's dafka if you're mashim lasis a dvar mitzvah, but otherwise you wouldn't have license even if you're going on a trip to perform these mitzvahs hayom before Hanetz. Okay. Now Rashi had said, as we quoted, that the reason sounds like a din derabanan, that in principle, me'ikar din, the day begins at a los, but there's a takana derabanan not to perform these mitzvahs of chachila until after Hanetz. And if you look in Hilchos Lulav, the page from Mishabura Simon Tafresh Nun Beis. Mechaber writes Tafresh Nun Beis Aleph Mitzvah Slulav Bayom Bo Belayla Bekal Yom Kasher Lenetilas Slulav Shem Lenatal Shachris Yilenu Acher Kach. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Gimel. The Imnalum the Yamana Shachar Yatsa, the Yamana Shachar Yamamahu, Alabimesha, Eno Kolbeki, and both Svik and Lahantaman and Etzachama. So he quotes Rashi's reason. Again, sounds like it's only a din de Rabbanan, and that's why Me'ikar Adin, if you are no Telulah, if you perform any Mitzvah Hayom prior to Hanetz, you're Yotze the Mitzvah. I didn't say that, but the Levush is Mashman Alek Rashi. Good. Yes, the Levush is Mashman Alek Rashi. I'm going to show you in a minute, Rishona, that may be Mashman Alek Rashi. But yeah, the Levush in his presentation sounds like not like Rashi, that it's Me'ikar Adin. Ikar Yamam is Mehanetz, correct. But let's see that in Rishonim. Ramosha assumes, that wasn't why he quoted Levush, but that's absolutely correct. Ramosha assumes that maybe even Rashi doesn't mean what Rashi sounds like. Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Beis, the end of Anaf Aleph. Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Beis, the end of Anaf Aleph. The top paragraph here in the page from Igros Moshe. Ramosha suggests, Umistar Lani Yisdaiti. The Gamla Rashi, Masha Dvarim Shetzvichim Lios Bayom Ulechachila Me'anei Tzumidaraisa. Now, like we said, that it sounds like it's only Takan Derban. Maybe even Rashi means that it's a Din Deraisa, Lechachila Deraisa. Vizesha Kasav and Megillah Shama Valafisha Eno Kol Bekiimbo, Svichim Lahantum and Adon Eitz, which sounds like Derabanan, Shalosh and Zehu Rak Tam Takansa, who Rak Bishvil Tvila Vahaza. Maybe Rashi only says that to account for Tvila Vahaza. Fine, right? That's the Tosis in Nida Da Samachvav, that there's no such thing as the Chachil on the level of a Matir. Either a Matir is Matir, it's not Matir. When you're determining something's status, either it is or it isn't. Either it's kosher, it's not kosher, it's Matir, it's not Matir. So someone either went to the mikvah or didn't go to the mikvah. Either they're tar or they're not tar. There's no such thing as a Lechachila Deraisa in that situation, the Sugya of Kala Raila Bila. So maybe Rashi only has to come on to his Lashon of Takana Derabanan to account for those situations of a Matir, of Tfila, of Hazah. But all the other mitzvahs Hayom, a generic mitzvah, where it is shaykh to have an ofen kima mitzvah lechachila and an ofen kima mitzvah b'di'eved. So maybe there, the level of lechachila to perform the mitzvah after Neitz may be relevant even min ha-Torah. And then Ramosha points out there are the Rishonim that sound like that. He quotes the Ran there in the Sugya in Megillah. The Yom Baruhu Bahanetz, Mash Rishu Deraisa, and he quotes a Mordechai B'Shem Ravia, who stresses that this din only applies to Psukim where it says Hayom, Mitzvahs where it says Hayom in the Pasuk. So here, those who shall imply, Ramosha says, that we're talking about a Lechachila on the level of Deraisa when it comes to daytime mitzvahs, that it's not that Alos is really Iker Yamama Mikra Din, but no, the Iker Yom begins at Nates, and before that is only B'di'evid, even on a level of D'Oraisa. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Beis. Rama writes, "Ein bodin es hamikdash belayla, shenamar uvayom hakim es hamishkan, bayom hakim vo belayla." So binyan beis hamikdash is only bayom. Ve'oskin bebinyan me'alos hashachar ad seis hakochavim, and we're oskin in binyan beis hamikdash from alos until seis. So this isn't on the list of the Mishnah Megillah of mitzvahs hayom, but the Rama quotes Stafka Bayom, and yet Oskim Ibinya Me'elos HaShachar Adzeitha Kochavim. Kathy Mishnah points out that's Beferish in the Psukim in Nehemiah, that when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Ezra Nehemiah, they started working at Alos. The Rabbi Karlbach in the Chabad Selos HaSharon points out maybe all the Rambam means in saying, and the Psukim mean, that they worked from Alos, is that no, really it's a Mitzvah Sayom. And as a Mitzvah Sayom, the Mitzvah really should only be performed L'Chachila from an Eitzachama. What they did from Alos was the prep. They didn't do anything that had the chalos of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but they had to get the materials ready. They had to put everything in order, and that could be done from Alos. But the actual Binyan Beis HaMikdash, whatever was officially part of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, could only be done from Hanetzach HaMa and on, which is the Ne'ikir HaDin Yof.
Why couldn't you be clear by Laila for today? Why did you make that shaluk?
Good aura. Could be. Right, there's not much they could have done at night. I think Rebbe is probably correct.
If you say Pashup Shata on the Rambam, that means why wouldn't he be concerned with Rashi's issue?
So it happens to be that, I mean, maybe Binyan Beis HaMikdash is different. It's not a, it does say B'yamakim HaMishan. It's not on the list of the Mishnah Megillah. The list of Mishnah Megillah, I don't know if it's absolutely exhaustive. Maybe Binyan Beis HaMikdash is different for some reason. Right, so the Ramban says, Rabbi Karlbach points out in a different context, that right, the Korban HaTamid was shechted before Hanes, after Alos. So that fits in with Rashi. I mean, that's what the Rabban there says. The reason that they shechted, what the Rabban sounds like, is the reason they shechted the Tamash HaShachar Kodem Hanetz is because it was in the context of the Avod, the Kohanim's reason, and Rashi's concern doesn't apply. If it's only a Rabbana that you may come to confuse Manim, so Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, anything that when it comes to Avod, it's a Mikdash, Kohanim's reason, and we're not worried about such mistakes, and a Takana Rabban wouldn't apply. So that would fit in with Rashi, if you take the Rabbanan approach to Mitzvahs Kodem Hanetz. Okay, well, let's use the remaining time to talk about the more Lamaisa issues this type of year, now that daylight savings time by Act of Congress the last few years has expanded a week, so the latest Nates that we have is this coming week, where it pushes 7:30 here in Passaic. I was just thinking, as I was 2 minutes before Maariv, I was remembering that I spent the Shabbos in Detroit a good number of years ago as a scholar in residence this time of year. I mean, it was in December when Nate's pushes later, where the latest Nate's here is 7:20, then Nate's there is pushing 8:10, 8:15, the western part of the time zone. So I was thinking this 2 minutes before Maariv, and in walks Rabbi Yechiel Morris, the rabbi of the Shul in Springfield in Detroit, where I spoke that time. So it was like I was talking to Rabbi Akiva Willig today, who told me that he was once giving a shiur about Bris Milah, and he told the story about Noam Kranz and the time that he missed his bris. And in walked Rabbi Richmond, the Moel, who did the bris without Noam. So the same idea. I was just thinking about Rabbi Chiel, and he walked in. Anyway, so how does this affect, where does Ma'an Tefillah fit in as far as when to daven Shachris, L'Chachila B'Dieved, before Hanes this time of year, where it's relevant. Here it's relevant usually weekdays. Sunday, the regular minyanim are taking place at least by Nates, even this next week could be pushing it here even.
Sunday.
Right, but in Detroit, even the regular Sunday minyanim are way too early now. So the calculation of Zman Tefillah Shachris may be different. That does not appear in the Mishnah Megillah. Take a look at Siman Pei Tes in Shulchan Aruch. Peites Aleph. Zman Tfilas HaShachar Mitzvasa Shayaskil Im Anetzachama. Zman Tfilas HaShachar, the mitzvah is Im Hanetzachama. Samegula Tfila Davin Shman Esrei Ad Hanetz Dichsiv Yeruchim Shemesh, the Gemara in Brachas. V'im Ispala Mishala Madashachar V'her Pnei Mizrach Yatsa. And if you daven from Alos, you're Yotze. So let's just see some comments of the Mishnah Berurah here. Sivkat and Aleph. Emanates. Second line. V'roi v'nochon li'zar bezalechachila afi me'aslichos. Even when you have a lot to cover. The kach b'choref k'shem hashkim in ubam lebesach neses baboker hashkem yamtina milaspalo adanes. So lechachilu you should wait to daven to get the shemone esrei adanes. I think in Gateshead in the winter they have morning seder before shachris because neitz there isn't until somewhere in the 8 o'clock hour or later. Ach k'shemashim lasis aderech if you have to go to work. Then you can daven earlier. Then take a look at Dalid. Yatsa, if you daven earlier, after a los. Bidi Ever. Vafila Shalobishasat Chak. Ubishasat Chak, Gon, Bimashkim, Lase, Sederach, Vichiagavna, Shar de Chak, Vonas, Afila Chachila. So that's an interesting formulation. If you daven beforehand, Shalobishasat Chak, Yosef Ever. And if you're Yosef Lederach, you have a compelling reason, then you can daven even Lechachila. So the Achrona discussed the Shaila, is it better to daven after Hanait without a minion, or at Hanait without a minion, or before Hanait with a minion? The famous tshuva of the Pri Yitzchak, Yitzchak Blazer, the Rav in Petersburg, which also is pretty north and has very late sunrises in the winter. So Simon Beis of the Pri Yitzchak, He advances the argument. First, he quotes a Ramban. You don't have it in front of you. He quotes a Ramban, the Mechamas and Brachos, who seems to think that better to daven after Nates without a minion than before Nates with a minion. But he thinks that the Mahalach HaMechuver is not that way. He quotes a Prisha here in Simon Peites, who understands within Rabbeinu Yeruchim as follows. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes, the Beis Yosef quotes, that Zman Tefillah is from Mishayakir. Mitzvah min ha-mufkar is achar ha-netz. Says the Prisha, what does that mean? That there are really three categories. Mitzvah min ha-mufkar, the optimal, the absolutely best way of davening, is to daven Shemoneh Esrei ha-netz mamish, vasikin. If you can't do that, then you can daven even lechachila Mishayakir. And Bidi Eved, Mishallah Shachar. So that's how the priest understands Rabbeinu Yeruchim, three levels of Lechachila. Lechachila number one, the best mitzvah in the Mufkar is to daven Shemoneh Esrei ad Hanetz. Masbuk Ulefila Shemoneh Esrei ad Hanetz. Level number two is any time from Mishayakir on, and that's Lechachila. Right? This is not what the mitzvah is Hayom, where the Mishnah Megillah says before Netz is only Bidi Eved. It's not on the list. So Mishayakir can even be Lechachila. Before Mishayakir from Alos HaShachar, that's only a Bidi Eved. That's only a Bidi Eved. He said, and so says the Pri Yitzchak as follows. The Ikers Man Tefillah Shachris, there are two Cheshbonos. Number one, the Pasuk Yeruchim Shemesh. So Yeruchim Shemesh tells you that Lechachila is to daven ad Hanetz Mamish. But if you're not going to daven ad Hanetz Mamish, so then maybe it doesn't make a difference if you're going to daven before or after. He says, what's the reason that should be so? The Rishonim explain, Rebbeinu Tam is not this way, but the majority position of Rishonim is that the Lechachila Zman for Kriyas Shema is after Mishayakir. Why is this Mishayakir? You can daven, you can lay in Kriyas Shema Lechachila. So let's say Mishayakir until Nate's 55 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it is. It's a significant amount of time. So you're going to dive in Kriya Shema Lechachila, laying Kriya Shema Lechachila at Mishayakir, and you're supposed to be Masna Gula Tvila. So obviously, if the Zman Lechachivil Kriya Shema is Mishayakir, and you're supposed to dive in Shemoneh Esrei right after Kriya Shema, then obviously Shemoneh Esrei also is a Lechachila even before Hanetz. So the maskan, the Pri Yitzchak, is if you're going to daven, best mitzvah min ha-mufkar is to daven ad Hanetz. But once you're not davening ad Hanetz, then it doesn't really make a difference if you're going to daven 15 minutes before Hanetz or 15 minutes after Hanetz. Half hour before, half hour after. As long as you're davening after Mishayakir, it doesn't make a difference if it's before or after Hanetz, and then Vadai, better to daven with the tzibur before Hanetz than to daven bi'chidus after Hanetz. I want to conclude with one Ara, which is from a Chuvas Marashan. One of the things in listen the Mishnah Megillah that you should not lechachila perform before Hanait is Hallel. Marashan points out Chelak Aleph Siman Aleph, very first Chuvas Marashan, very first paragraph. I believe it's the last page of the Marmar Gomos. Marsham writes, so he points out that Hallel is from the Mitzvah Hayom, that you can't look Achila Davin before Haneit. Let's look at the second paragraph. When he is Daiti Yesh Lahayir, the Bahalal Yesh Lahachmi Yoser. Maybe Hallel is even more Chomer than the other Mitzvah Hayom. Dabin Megill Sham Yalav Kriyas Hallel Biyom, Midichsiv Mi Mizrach Shemesh Am Mavoro. In Cain, mitzvasa mid neitzachama ashkiyasachama. So maybe even b'di'evet you're not yotzei hallel before aneitz, or at least it's a very weak b'di'evet, a very big b'di'evet. So he's not sure about that, but it's definitely the case that a person should not l'chachila recite hallel before aneitz. So Rav Shachter points out that even if you're going to dive in this time of year before Haneit, you have to go to work, whatever the calculation is, but that doesn't justify saying Hallel for Haneit. Because davening for Haneit is a different question. Whether or not you said the Pri Yitzchak, it's not on the list in the Mishnah. So if you're not going to daven Shmon Esrei or Shachar without Haneit, then it may not even be a B'di'evet to daven before Haneit, according to some. But that's not true by Hallel. Hallel clearly is a major B'di'evet to daven before Haneit. So definitely better to daven Hallel be Yechidus after Nates than to daven Hallel with Dominion before Nates. So it should follow that if you have no Breira but to daven on Rosh Chodesh in a Minyan which is not going to reach, which is going to recite Hallel before Nates, then better to skip Hallel with Dominion and recite Hallel on your own afterwards after Nates. That may be true for Musaf as well, because Musaf also is from the Mitzvah Sayom. So if you have a choice, so it's far less pashut whether you could daven Musaf with the minyan before Haneitz rather than davening Musaf without a minyan after Haneitz.
But using Rav Blaise's idea that the Kriya Shema is attached to the Tzav of Gula Tzvila,
right?
But how is it connected to Shmona Esrei? So
not really. Not the same way as Gula Tzvila. The Hal is an independent Mechayev. And that's clearly Mimitzvah Hayom.
What happens if you put on spilling at 5:25?
Yeah.
You make the brachas for spilling at 5:24. Say the brachas beforehand, and then you're ready to put the spilling right.
I don't know. You're putting on spilling at Mishay Akir.
Right.
I don't think so. I think you have to say the bracha when it's Zman.
I think we might be a stay chemed.
Yeah.
In terms of the Iker Zman, like
yeah.
Rashi. Now that we have clocks, things are different.
Yes, they haven't discussed that. Right.
One rule of an Esro.
Right? Correct. So right. So that is discussed. I think the.
So he said Lechat Chum.
Correct.
So he allowed that. Right. Wow.
Right. So I think most posts can notice him that way. But there is, you're correct. There is such a position out there. Correct.
So
what
did he make all start early?
The Shuvah is written to the Adaris, who said that you don't have to worry about it because we have clocks.
Right,
but correct. He rejects that assumption, but his bottom line is that you don't have to worry for other reasons. Correct.